Our water cooler topic for today is Hanukkah, One Small Step. There's a famous question on Hanukkah called the Beis Yosef's question, which is, how come if they found enough oil on Hanukkah for one day, why is the celebration, the holiday of Hanukkah, 8 days? It should only be 7 days because the first day they had enough. That's a famous question called the Beis Yosef's question that I'd like to address. Another thing that we find on Hanukkah is that on Hanukkah, every single day we say Hallel. And when we say Hallel Shalem. We say the complete Hallel. We know that sometimes on a holiday or on Rosh Chodesh, we say a half a Hallel, which is we skip two of the paragraphs. And sometimes we say Hallel Shalem, we say the entire Hallel. So, for example, on the holiday of Sukkot, we say the entire Hallel every single day. The first 2 days, on the intermediate days, on the last days. And the reason for that is because there's a different carbon, there's a different sacrifice brought every day, so there's something extra. So we say the entire Hallel. On Pesach, on the intermediate days and the second days of Pesach, we only say half a Hallel, because there isn't an extra sacrifice that is brought. So even though on all holidays and special days we say Hallel, but sometimes we say the whole Hallel, and sometimes we say what is called half a Hallel, because we skip two parts of the Hallel. On the holiday of Hanukkah, we say Hallel Shalem. We say the entire Hallel. One of the reasons is because every single day we add another candle. We add something every single day, and so we say Hallel Shalem. But I think even more important than just the candles that we add something much more important every single day of Hanukkah. I saw a mashal, a parable, from the Kometz Mincha, brought down by Rabbi Yehuda Prero, which gives us a very interesting insight into the holiday of Hanukkah. It was a wealthy merchant by the name of Reb Shmuel, who was reviewing the details of his upcoming trip. And he put in everything that he needed, and he needed a lot of money. So he put all his money into 8 different suitcases. And he put it onto his wagon, and he started traveling. After a few days, somebody jumps out from the side of the road and says he needs some help. And before he knows it, of course, there was a group of bandits that ransacked the wagon and took everything away. And this Reb Shmuel realized that he just lost everything. But on the other hand, he realized that he still had one suitcase still left in his hand. And so he said to the wagon driver, hurry up, go to the city, and come to the first hotel that we get to in the city. And when he got to the hotel, he asked for the local Bolvan, the local hooligan in town, and he said to him, look, I have some money, and I was ambushed along the way, and I'm sure you can find out who did it, so I want you to know that I have some money here, and I'm going to pay you if you bring back all the suitcases that were stolen from me. And then Reb Shmuel went to the shul, and he davened, and he started davening and asking Hashem to help him. And he said, Hashem, I've been successful over the years, and I thank you for everything, but I need this money back in order to continue my success. And he said that if I find this money, I will donate 1/10 of it to charity. And he went back to the hotel, and he ate his dinner. And in the middle of dinner, this group of people came, and they said, okay, Reb Shmuel, we found it. We found the people who ambushed you. And we got everything back for you. And he paid them, and they left. And all the other people turned around to him, who were around, and said, okay, Reb Shmuel, you promised you were going to give 10% of everything that was found to charity. So you have to give us 10%. And true to his word, he opened up each one of the suitcases, and he took out 10%. He counted it, took out 10%, and divided it between the different people that had came, that had been in the town, that were asking for charity. And he closes the suitcases and is about to leave, and somebody says, no, 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 Reb Shmuel. You only gave us from the 7 suitcases that the man found, but you didn't give us from the suitcase that was with you a whole time. And if you would not have had that one suitcase, you would never have been able to hire those people to find the people who stole the money from you. And so you should give us 10% of that suitcase too. And so he did. And the Kometz Mincha explains that that's the reason why we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah and not 7. Because just like this Reb Shmuel, that the suitcase that was with him was the catalyst that he was able to find the other ones, the same thing is true with the flask of oil that was found that was only enough for one day. But that was the catalyst that upon that Hashem was able to bring a nes, to bring a miracle, to have the additional 7 days. And that's a very important lesson for life that we learn from the story of Chanukah. Many times things happen that seem to be simple. The fact that he had the one suitcase, they seem to be simple, but they might be the beginning of something greater. And they might be part of a chain of events which will lead to something greater. And that's why we say Halal Shalom, because every single day, something is built on the day before. It's not only one more candle. It's one more step greater to the final thing that we are trying to get to. And in life, we find that all the time. We do something and we never know the importance of every action, because that action can lead to another, can be a link in the chain to something that is even greater. And so every single thing that we have might seem like one small step, but that one small step might be something that will lead to something even greater. And everything that we do, we have to realize that everything is a link in a chain to something great that Hashem is trying to do. And on the Yontif of Chanukah, we have to look at everything that we do and realize that everything is part of something greater and something greater that will happen to us.